So while we wait for this to load, I'll just reintroduce myself. My name is Jill Bajak. I'm from the University of Northern Colorado, where I was just told we got 8 inches of snow last night. So I will be going home to that this evening. What I'm here to talk to you about today is the impact of the ADA implementation on public health professionals. So I've been working with folks at the Rocky Mountain ADA Center, and we're looking at ADA implementation by talking to various groups of public health professionals and other professionals in the region. No relationships to disclose. Here I've got my two co-authors listed who could not be with us today, but we're very much a team in this project and are working to speak to as many professionals in the region as possible to learn more about what we can do related to ADA implementation. And the ADA Center, who is the foundation of this study, wants us to disclose that, you know, this is just guidance. There are no legal information being conveyed. And we're part of the ADA network, 10 regional centers throughout the country. So what we'd like to talk about today is we looked at how do public health professionals, what sort of awareness and knowledge do they have of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and specifically successes and challenges among healthcare providers, what they think has worked related to the ADA, what's been difficult, what they need to assist in better serving folks with disabilities. And then what sorts of training is needed and how do health professionals want to receive that training? So what we've done is completed a comprehensive regional needs assessment. So we started out by having conversations with professionals throughout the region, and healthcare professionals were one of those groups. We've also talked to nonprofit organizations, and we've talked to building professionals. So we're kind of staging this out bit by bit, talking to different groups of people. And it's interesting, you know, this is beyond the scope of this presentation, but when you look at different professionals, you get very different answers and knowledge related to the ADA. So we wanted to talk to them again about successes, challenges, and how to best get them the information they need to better serve folks with disabilities. So we started by conducting interviews. So we collected some qualitative data to create a quantitative survey to get even more information. And the recruitment for the qualitative piece was through existing customers of the ADA Center and then those that were referred. So kind of a snowball effect. So we did get a chance to talk to quite a few folks. At least we think it was a decent number. We got some good results. And then the survey, based on what we collected qualitatively, we designed and launched that to regional health professionals. Now, when we did that, we had contacts with professional organizations in the region. So we went to the professional organizations and then asked for permission to be extended to their members. And that is a piece that got in our way. Which I'll touch on a little bit later. A lot of those professional organizations were slow to let us to have contact with their members, so we haven't yet captured the number that we'd like to. But let's look first at the qualitative information that we collected. We talked to 12 interview participants from, you know, a variety of medical professionals. So most folks did something different, and many of them provided more than one service. So we felt like we captured a broad audience qualitatively, although the numbers were still low. We got a little piece from various areas. And many of these folks had worked in the field for some time, so they've been around and hopefully are at least aware of the ADA. 5 participants reported limited knowledge and 4 moderate knowledge. And then we followed that up by asking folks had they had training. So knowledge and training were 2 separate questions. And 8 of the 12 had no ADA-related training. So there's some knowledge out there, not a whole lot of training is what we began to learn. And very few spent any time at all in their position addressing ADA-related issues. So it didn't seem to be a big part of what people were doing. We asked about successes. Now, what's interesting about this is a large majority of respondents were unable to speak to successes. You know, this limited knowledge of the ADA, they didn't feel like they could tell us what was going on and what was working right. Those that could shared quite a bit of information that there was, as a result of ADA implementation, there was more awareness to resources to help folks with disabilities. Accessibility was the huge one, building accessibility. Folks saw that as a huge success. And I think, you know, the general public would agree with that. Those are the most obvious changes that have been made. There was some knowledge of employment accommodations being made, effective communication with patients and resource providers, and the improved ability to work with folks with disabilities. So we found that hopeful. So these were qualitatively what some of the folks discussed related to successes. And when we get to challenges, there was a lot of fear and uncertainty. So a lack of education perhaps is a big piece of that. Folks were slow to address what factors related to ADA implementation, perhaps because they were scared and just uncertain, fear of legal consequences, that sort of thing. And of course, cost was an issue. And then once again, several of the respondents were unable to discuss challenges. So I don't know a lot about the ADA. I can't really tell you anything about challenges. So that in and of itself is quite useful information, especially for the ADA Center, whose goal is to extend that information to as many folks as possible. So the overall impact, what we gleaned from the qualitative data, was that there's a strong focus on physical access. But folks weren't talking a lot about attention to the provision of medical services or other healthcare services for folks with disabilities. So there was a lot of discussion about, you know, are buildings accessible? Are folks able to navigate throughout the building? But not a whole lot of discussion about is medical equipment accessible, those sorts of things. So a lot of folks indicated that they were important issues. ADA is an important issue, but that they weren't necessarily encountering it in their work, perhaps because of a lack of awareness, or it was just kind of getting missed throughout their daily work. So we took that information and we created a quantitative survey, which at this point we only have 46 respondents. And I think a big piece of that, I know a big piece of that is because the professional organizations were slow to let us contact their members. So now we're working with a local marketing agency to try to get directly at the healthcare professionals to get that number up so we can better understand what's going on to better serve these folks. Approximately 39% of our folks provided dental services. So that was a large chunk. And it's interesting, in conversations with folks throughout the region, you know, we're starting to gain some awareness that folks in the dental professions perhaps have a little bit more knowledge, might be paying a little bit more attention to the ADA. That's all just in casual conversation, but it was of interest. We also had some folks with nursing services, lab services, psychiatric services, alternative medicine, and community health services. Over 60% of the respondents identified themselves as either a doctor or a dentist, which I thought was useful to be able to gather information from those folks. Over 75% of respondents have been working in the field for over 10 years, so folks have been around. But we did have this large percentage with limited knowledge related to the ADA, and then a somewhat larger percentage with moderate knowledge. So I kind of understand it. I'm not real sure. Again, not a whole lot of people spending a whole lot of time addressing the ADA in their work. which was helpful for us to understand. Now, when we asked about do you serve folks with disabilities, almost everyone indicated yes. And I've got listed here physical, mental health, developmental disabilities are most commonly seen, followed by visual and hearing impairments. Then we asked folks, you know, with different categories of disabilities, what they felt that they were most knowledgeable about, what group. And with the exception of mental health disabilities, over half of the respondents rated themselves at least moderately knowledgeable of a disability group. So knowledge appeared to be somewhat more limited when we're talking about folks with mental health disabilities. And then we asked about comfort level. And respondents indicated feeling more comfortable with people with physical disabilities and least comfortable with folks with visual impairments. So these are health professionals, again, that we're talking to. And that's, you know, some of the initial data that we got. So of interest, we asked them to identify three successes. And these are ranked in order of what folks found most successful. So the most respondents was to building accessibility, which, you know, from what we have gathered to this point, wasn't surprising. Some idea that there's increased awareness of disability, more people are talking about it, we're more aware of the issues, but I'm not sure awareness jumps to firm understanding or knowledge, but awareness nonetheless. And then we had some folks identify medical service and medical equipment access as a success, and then increased community collaboration, so working with other organizations to better serve folks with disabilities. Now, when we asked about the challenges, what's interesting is medical equipment access and service access popped up there as well. So some folks are seeing this as a success, some folks as a challenge. The number one challenge was communication with individuals who are deaf or blind. So when I spoke to some of the folks at the ADA Center, they weren't surprised by that. Most of the calls they receive are related to that issue, at least within our region. So I wasn't, I didn't quite understand it, but they indicated, yep, that's the source of challenge for folks in various professions. Then we asked about the tools. What do they need to overcome these challenges? Of course, they need some education. Money is always useful. They wanted print materials. They wanted binders. They wanted books that they could pull off their shelves and look at to better understand these issues. And then support from insurance companies. And that might talk to the fear related to addressing ADA issues. And then any sort of online or phone consultation. What's interesting is, I think I'll advance a little bit. So one of the things that they said they needed was education. And up to this point, very few had completed any sort of ADA-specific training. And what they had completed, they had done online or in seminars. And they indicated that they would like that sort of format in the future. They would like online, web-based trainings, print materials. There was a unanimously positive response to, yes, give us more, teach us, help us. But what we're finding at the ADA Center is that when we offer those opportunities, we don't get a whole lot of people actually grabbing a hold and pursuing the training. So that's where we're struggling right now, and we're hoping with more responses we can get a better answer to that question. But we have discussed with various health professionals in the community, and we do think just starting this conversation with this group of individuals and various others is quite useful. So that there's value in the process in just doing this and developing awareness by going out into the community and talking to folks that are delivering these services. So we continuously remind ourselves of that. And then, you know, obvious what all of us in this room know is that, you know, more attention to this is needed. Folks with disabilities have health disparities and aren't often recognized as a disparate population in the healthcare field. So more attention to the ADA, more attention to disability-related issues is obviously much needed. And so what we're left to grapple with, among various other questions, but one of the biggest is, how do we get folks to the trainings? How do we get them to participate in the online web-based trainings or read the print materials? There seems to be a gap, and that's a piece of what we're trying to resolve. So we plan to continue this research and then extend it to other groups, talk to folks in the media, Title II ADA coordinators, retail, recreation. So we're going to expand it to other groups of professionals to really capture what's needed related to ADA implementation. All right.